This is the new TC Pride Podcast, Episode 1. Welcome to the new TC Pride Podcast, a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Twin Cities Pride brings the greater GLBT community together to commemorate our diverse heritage, foster inclusion, educate and create awareness of issues, and celebrate achievements in equality. And now, here are your hosts for the new TC Pride Podcast, Ryan Garza, and Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride, Dot Belsler. Hello and welcome to the new TC Pride Podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, and at tcpridepodcast.org. I'm Ryan Garza from Podletter Media, providing podcast marketing services for your small business or nonprofit. And I'm here with Dot Belsler, Executive Director of Pride Twin Cities. Hi, Dot.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. So Pride Twin Cities just hosted a very special event on Monday night. If you wouldn't mind, could you tell us a little bit about that event?
Sure. We had our Grand Marshal reception. This is the event where we honor and recognize the Grand Marshals for Pride and also our community champions of Pride. Additionally, we have the winners of the Pride Art Show are announced, Best in Show. And it's a fundraiser for Pride, so we do have a silent auction and some drawings to go with it.
Great. So as you know, the TC Pride Podcast was on location.
It was perfect.
Yeah, thanks. We were offering people in the community an opportunity to share their stories about their first Pride. I know we spoke with Dee Rojas, co-Grand Marshal of the festival, and some other folks this year. Now, this whole First Pride theme is part of a larger effort to collect and archive the rich tradition and heritage of Pride Twin Cities. Can you tell me a little more about that effort and kind of maybe how it came about?
Sure. We were looking for a more interactive experience for people at the Pride Festival, and we came up with a living history theme. We do have the Jean Nicholas Treader collection at the History Pavilion at Pride every year. And we wanted to have, like I said, a little more interactive opportunity. So we're looking to make little video clips, and in this case, audio clips of people's experiences with Pride.
Great. Well, let's go ahead and give folks some information on the festival this year, and then let's check out some of the stories from Monday night's event.
Super.
Okay, we'll be right back with some First Pride stories from Pride Twin Cities 2016. You're listening to the new TC Pride Podcast.
The 44th Annual Twin Cities Pride Festival and Parade, June 25th and 26th in Loring Park, with our Pride in Concert featuring the Pointer Sisters, Adore Delano, and the Phoenix Philosophy, kicking it off at 5 p.m. Saturday, June 25th. Advanced concert tickets start at just $10 at tcpride.org. The Ashley Rooks GLBT Pride Parade starts at 11 a.m. Sunday, June 26th on 3rd Street and Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis. Find us on Facebook and at tcpride.org.
Happy Pride 2016. I'm here with my friend Ian, who's going to tell me about his first Pride.
My first Pride. I was just coming out to myself, and I remember walking down Lindale Avenue coming towards the park. I started to come in, and I saw the dykes on bikes. I got a little bit scared, and I ran back towards Rudolph's, came back to the park because I saw some cute guys. Was following them, and some people started to say hello to me and pass out like rainbow stickery things. I got embarrassed again and I ran away again. And this went on all day Saturday of Pride. I would keep going to the park and then I would leave and then I would come back. And finally, I stayed and I was there till about 8 o'clock at night and felt comfortable, and I came back the next day for the parade, although I hid in the crowd still. I was just coming out, so that was my first Pride.
Happy Pride 2016. I am here with
Janelle Helms.
Hi, Janelle, please tell me about your first Pride.
My first Pride, I went with my girlfriend, and we rode in the front on Dykes on Bike. And what I remembered most was the Viking football player had just what was his name? And he was dancing on, I can't remember his name, though. I'm sorry, I'm really bad at that. Oh, well. But yeah, it was very exciting. It was exhilarating to drive on the bike, you know, and it was really fun. I had a great time.
Great. Thank you for sharing your story, and enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you.
Happy Pride 2016. I am here with
D. Rojas.
And D, please tell me about your first Pride.
I'm the Dykes on Bikes president here in Minneapolis, and I can recall back in 1985, 86, when we first started out with Pride and being the motorcycle group and trying to lead the parade, and just as a group, just trying to get started with the Dykes on Bikes back then, and just leading the parade and just coming back around, you know, time again, going back around and around, and thank God we've never been arrested, but it's gotten better as the years went on. It's just cool to be in the parade and to be representing Dykes on Bikes and being out there acknowledging and being that people can see that, you know, people can be who they are. And I do have three other siblings, two lesbian sisters and a gay brother who's been HIV for the past 30 years. So I have a strong family that's in the gay community, and it's just proud to be, you know, support and be involved in the gay pride and be out front and lead.
Great. Thank you, Dee. Thank you for sharing your story. Please tell me, what does it mean to you to be honored this year?
It's a great honor. Especially from the Pride Committee and the community, and just being recognized and all the work that I have done for the Dykes on Bikes and scheduling rides, and we escort the Dyke March and the Dyke Trans Queer March, and we're asked of anything of our riding club to do with any GLBT request.
Great. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And please enjoy the rest of the festival.
Great. Thank you.
I'm here with my friend,
Cheryl Maloney.
Please, Cheryl, tell me about your first Pride.
Well, first, thank you for asking me. I'm kind of excited to share this with you because it seems like a long time ago. So I was part of the very first, like, 1972 or 3 Pride event, of which there was about 100 people in Loring Park. And I know in that moment and then that time and space, we all thought 100 people, wow, is that a crowd or what? And it was like that little by little growing bigger and bigger. But at that time, there's this standard structure in the park that today you don't really see because there's other things that cover that up. But it was so little, and we had musicians, women that went on in particular to become quite renowned. And we just had, it was just the time of our lives, but also at a time when we were sometimes a little scary, because then there are some people who didn't really appreciate it. But just over the years, this many years later, now we're in 2016, and it's a lot has happened between then and now. Now we're attracting over 400,000 people, and you go, wow, is this the same park I grew up going to Pride at? So it's a fond memory that I have, and I believe there are others who have that too that are still around. But we're grateful that Minneapolis was a leader in providing this kind of program and access to have our event in such a glorious park in the Twin Cities. Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy Pride.
And we're back. I'm here with Dot Belsler, Executive Director of Pride Twin Cities. Now, Dot, our goal this year is to give folks as many opportunities to share their first Pride stories at some of the events scheduled between now and the festival and beyond, I guess, right, as you were saying. Can you tell me about some of the other events that people are excited about leading up to the festival?
Oh, sure. Our next event is Sunday, June 19th. It's our family picnic. It's over in Como Park. Beautiful venue, free food, great opportunity to get out with the family. Folks just love that. We get more and more people every year. The next event after that, Kathy Griffin is coming to Orchestra Hall on Thursday, June 23rd. And then Friday, June 24th, we have the Beer Dabbler happening in Loring Park.
Oh, yeah.
People love that one.
Folks are excited about that one,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, they
right?
are. And for the first time, we're actually going to be over at the St. Paul Saints on Friday night. They are hosting Pride Night at the Saints. The players will be wearing rainbow jerseys. We're handing out rainbow flags to the first 1,000 people that come. Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Awesome. Well, I encourage people to check out that event. All the information is on the website, right?
Oh, for sure. TCPride.org.
Great. Well, I also want to mention that beyond giving folks the opportunity to share their stories in person this year, Podland Media has made it possible to submit stories online by going to myfirstpride.org. So if you're a little techier, you know, feel free to visit us there and submit your stories there at myfirstpride.org. So I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the new TC Pride podcast. Dot, is there anything else people should know about the festival this year or maybe what they can expect?
We have lots of great entertainment at the festival itself. We have 4 stages this year. We have about 60 artists. Pride in Concert Saturday night features Adore Delano from RuPaul and the Pointer Sisters.
Awesome. Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dot. That's going to do it for this episode of the new TC Pride podcast, episode 1, I guess,
yeah.
Right? So I'm really excited. I'm Ryan Garza with Dot Beltzler, reminding you to amplify your passion and amplify your pride. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
The TC Pride podcast has been a production of Podletter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes or Google Play and submit your first Pride story at myfirstpride.org.